I'm Nathan Cohns here with your look at KCIM's Midday News for this Monday, June 15th, 2026. A section of 170th Street northeast of Audubon will be closed through the end of summer, according to the Audubon County Road Department. Officials say the approximately mile-and-a-half-long stretch of road between Jay and Kingbird Avenues will be impassable while crews complete a bridge replacement project over an unnamed tributary of the East Nishnabotna River. The project is tentatively scheduled to end around Monday, September 14th, weather-dependent, and motorists will need to find alternate routes for the duration of the construction. Vehicles can use 160th Street to the north or 180th Street to the south to bypass the work zone. Residents with questions can contact the Audubon County Road Department by calling 712-563-4286. The Carroll County Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 this morning to increase wastewater service fees in Mount Carmel by more than 40%. Last Tuesday, the board voted by the same margin to hike the rates from $45 per month to $70 per month on account of a growing deficit in the system's maintenance fund. But the village's rates are set by resolution, so a secondary vote was necessary at this week's meeting. As an unincorporated village, the system is somewhat convoluted. County Auditor Courtney Pyer explains how Mount Carmel's wastewater system came to be.
When this started, the county fronted some money originally for various fees in the amount of $37,100. So at that time, the county decided to take out or loaned Mount Carmel wastewater sewer people the money to pay that back at 0% interest. So it amounts to $330 every quarter that they've been paying since 2010. They have approximately $16,310 left on that loan. The bigger one is when the system was put in place, the loan was originally with the USDA, and the board felt it was in the best interest, and the residents at the time agreed to do a loan with the county versus USDA. That was at 1% interest rate, and that'll be paid off June of 2038. At this time, they owe about $100,800 left on that loan. It was originally almost $200,000, and they pay right around $738 per month.
There are only about three dozen customers or homes in Mount Carmel, and Carroll County Environmental Health Director Carrie Kersey says most of the maintenance issues so far, particularly the replacement of grinder pumps, have already been addressed.
So I went through all the bills for the last not quite 10 years since Casper Bauer Service took over the maintenance to see how many pumps we have replaced. So the majority of the issues that we have with the pumps is in that group of 11 homes, the ones that share systems and then go up to a shared system in that lot. The rest of the houses, we've got a handful of like water pumps, like well pumps, but these are grinder pumps. So they don't last quite as long. They're much more involved with those 11 homes. That's where the majority of the expense is. It's not on really most of the other community. We're not hearing mostly from them at all. They're getting their once a year maintenance, and that's all they get.
Based on the county's calculations, rates would need to increase to at least $64 per month just for the fund to break even on the loan repayment and maintenance overhead. The $70 threshold would give the fund a chance to build the balance for unscheduled repairs down the line, and it would fall in line with the county's other unincorporated village, Maple River, which the county also serves as the trustee for. District 5 Supervisor Mark McRae says he understands the need for a rate hike, but suggests 42% is a bit much at one time.
I'm just thinking we're biting up a big chunk. I understand where we're at. We got to get ahead, but I was hoping we could maybe keep it a little lower than maybe next year raise it $5. The following year raise it maybe $5 if need be versus that much all at once.
The other supervisors acknowledge the sentiment, but they say it cannot be allowed to continue operating at a deficit. The board intends to begin reviewing wastewater fees on an annual basis to avoid such a significant jump in future years. The board voted 4-1, McRae being the sole nay vote to increase the Mount Carmel rates to $70 per month, which will go into effect in upcoming bills. Impacted customers should receive a notice in the mail at the end of the month. The rate change will be reflected in the August bill. And only minor injuries were reported Friday afternoon in Carroll after an e-bicyclist was struck by a pickup truck. According to the Carroll Police Department, officers were dispatched to North Adams Street and 7th Street at approximately 6:40 p.m. after a caller reported a person riding an e-bike had been hit in the middle of the intersection. The initial investigation found 40-year-old Matthew Lyle Hoffman of Carroll had been traveling westbound on 7th Street on an e-bike and failed to stop at the posted stop sign with Adams Street. At the same time, a 2022 Dodge Ram 1500, operated by 46-year-old Samantha Louise Scholes of Carroll, had been traveling southbound on Adams. Scholes, who had the right-of-way, told authorities she did not see the e-bike in time to avoid a collision. Hoffman was knocked from the e-bike following the accident, and he was later transported to St. Anthony Regional Hospital by Carroll County Emergency Medical Services as a precaution. According to the affidavit, Hoffman believed he had the right-of-way and claimed he had stopped at the intersection. Authorities found no evidence that speed had played a factor in the crash, and Hoffman was cited for failure to obey a traffic control device. That incident comes less than a week after city officials in Carroll and from surrounding communities began stressing the importance of e-bike safety in their communities. And we are going to step away here, but only for a moment. We'll be right back. More news is on the way after this on KCIM.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, we have extra big deals for a very limited time, so you can get Dad the gift he's been wishing for. Get a free select Craftsman, DeWalt, or Kobalt battery when you buy a select combo kit. Plus, save $90 on a Kobalt 24-volt battery string trimmer and leaf blower combo kit. Now $129. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
At Home Care Options, supporting individuals with disabilities isn't just what we do, it's who we are. That's why we're excited to partner with several Carroll Community Service partners for a summer softball league at Kellen's Kingdom on the Miracle League field. Join us every Wednesday at 6 p.m. from now till July 2nd and cheer on these amazing athletes as they play for the love of the game, friendship, and community. There's no admission fees, just bring your community spirit and your encouragement. Home Care Options, helping create opportunities one game at a time.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. The race for governor dominated the state conventions Democrats and Republicans held this past weekend. Republican businessman and farmer Zach Lane finished about 1,600 votes ahead of Congressman Randy Feenstra on June 2nd, and state convention delegates cheered GOP Chair Jeff Kaufman as he declared the primary fight over. Lane thanked the GOP delegates for uniting behind his campaign, and he called his Democratic opponent Rob Sands the establishment candidate. On the other side of the aisle, Sands told delegates at the Democratic Party's convention Republicans want to avoid a conversation about their record after having control of the governor's office and the legislature for the past decade. Iowa Democratic Party Chair Rita Hart says the party has set up the biggest grassroots operation it has had in a decade, and that will make a big difference in the general election. Now that the conventions are over, that signals the true start of the governor campaign season, and we've got about 5 months to go until that wraps up. Elsewhere, the Iowa DNR says deer hunting was the most popular topic in their annual listening sessions with the public. Wildlife Research Section Supervisor Chris Insminger says 284 of the 800 comments were about deer.
The first theme kind of being that the population's too low and people asking for a comment or making comments saying that we should reduce antlerless tags, eliminate the January antlerless season.
He says there were several comments about moving the seasons earlier, some want the seasons later, and some would like the two-gun seasons combined into one big season. There's also some talk of general regulation changes.
The number one was reduce or eliminate party hunting is a comment we got and was popular again this year. Several people asking to allow high-power rifles in the gun seasons. Several people asking to get the existing rifles out of the gun season. So it's a lot of, you know, this person wants it and the other person wants the opposite. And so in some ways, I think that's a healthy part of the meetings is that they hear that my voice isn't the only thought on any one issue.
He says changes to the waterfowl seasons were also brought up.
Some people prefer later seasons, some people supporting the current season that we have now, and some people asking for earlier. Did have a number of comments asking to increase our daily bag limit for canned geese.
Pheasant numbers have been increasing, and Insminger says the comments reflected that.
far and away, people were very happy about the pheasant population. That was our, by a long shot, that was our number one. Well, 30% of the comments total for the upland category were the pheasant population was strong. So people appreciated that.
Ensminger says there was one thing that stood out for fur bearers.
Far and away, people are asking for additional counties to be added to the bobcats. People have been feeling like that population has been growing for more harvest.
Ensminger says people also want a bounty program on different predators, as well as an increase to the otter harvest. And that is going to be wrapping up your news. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.